Hey friends, you're listening to Farm to Face Beauty Conversations, and I'm your host, Shannon. And on today's episode, we are going to talk about another skincare routine, part of your routine, and it is exfoliation. And exfoliation is super important, just like cleansing, because as we get older, our skin does not shed like it should, and we get all kinds of dead skin cells trapped and along with pollution and aggressors, so hence exfoliation. And it's very important. When I was a kid, I had St. Ives apricot scrub, and it was this huge rage. Everybody was doing it, and the perception is that you could just scrub your way to glowing soft skin, but prior to that, there really wasn't much. But once people found out that St. Ives was super harsh to the skin, a lot of people started having issues, especially oily skin, acneic skin, severely dry skin. It was horrible, so there were a lot of skin issues associated with St. Ives. I've seen it in the last 30 years of doing skin. So now, shoot to today, we have some really great exfoliants. There's a physical exfoliant that is a scrub, a polish, a gommage, and then there are chemical exfoliants. All the exfoliants are really great, but you just have to target the exfoliant to your skincare concern or your skincare type. Once you start using it along with your great cleansing routine that you're doing, you're going to have this really beautiful landscape for all the other products that you layer onto your skin. And then in turn, you're going to have beautiful, soft, glowing skin. It'll be smooth, beautiful, glowy, and that's of course what we all want, right? I do. I know I always have. So why do we exfoliate? In order for the skin to have that healthy look and look smooth and bright and glowy, it has to constantly shed. Babies and children have this beautiful smooth skin because their skin turns over every 3 to 5, 7 to 10, 12 days. Turnover process starts slowing down as we get older. If you have dry skin, you're gonna see dull, rough, irritated skin. So this is where exfoliants come into play, because you want to get rid of those old cells. They have overstayed their welcome and we do not want them. So healthy skin has something called desquamation. And desquamation is this big word, but it's the process of your fresh skin cells moving up to the top and pushing away the old skin cells and make them shed. So that's where you have the nice, beautiful skin. The skin barrier that's on your face looks fresh and glowing and smooth and healthy. It's called your skin's turnover rate. That's basically what desquamation is. And the top layer that you see is your stratum corneum, and that's where the cell turnover cycle takes place. And for most people in your 20s, maybe early 30s, it's 2 to 3 weeks. But then it starts to get longer in between as we age, especially if you hit perimenopause or menopause or postmenopause. You're going to have to really help your cells turn over. I mean, it constantly sheds. We just have to give it a little bit of help. And the skin's turnover rate is very crucial to the healthiness of your skin. Desquamation can slow down, like I said, due to aging. If you have environmental stressors and when you're very dehydrated, it will not, the cells won't turn over as easy. And when it slows down, your skin is gonna get rough. It's gonna look crappy. You're gonna get a compromised skin barrier function. It's gonna cause more dehydration, further cell turnover slowdown, and it's gonna look rough, scaly, and dull. And honestly, that's what I see on a regular basis when I do my skincare consultations or when women reach out to me, you know, what can I do? My skin looks dull. It's very pink, it's rough. It's called exfoliation. And when I ask, if I asked 10 women if they exfoliate, 9 would say no. It's very rare that I get somebody in my chair that says, yes, they exfoliate every other day or twice a week, 3 times a week. So exfoliation has to be done with the right product and depending on where you're at in your skin age. So, like I said, we have scrubs and then there's like a skin polish. We do a skin polish. There's gommages and then there are enzymes, and enzymes are really great. That is what we use in our brightening enzyme mask. That is really cool because you can leave it on for 10 minutes, rinse it off. You can put it on a thin layer on cleansed skin, leave it on overnight. You can just even leave it on for 5 minutes. It's totally gonna work. It's great for all skin types across the board. It's great for sensitive young kids that are starting out in their skincare regimen. If you're going to the beach, you don't want to exfoliate, you know, a week before, but you can do our enzyme mask a week before. And then when you get back, as long as you're not sunburned, you can do it again. So enzymes help the skin increase your collagen as well as chemical exfoliants, but that's in another podcast. Scrubs and polishes and gommages don't stimulate your collagen, but it's still something really good to do to keep the dead skin off your face. Enzymes are really great. We love our brightening enzyme. It's about 10% papaya and pineapple enzymes, and they're really, really great. So what I love about enzymes is that everybody can start on an enzyme. It doesn't matter. They're really great to do for a while and introduce yourself to maybe a chemical exfoliant, lower one percentage that you do at home, or if you go to your esthetician and get a peel, they're super, super great. But they did a study that said 1% papain enzyme is superior to a 5% lactic acid. And that is what I love about papaya and pineapple extracts, is they just gently work like a peel would, but it's very, very gentle. Your skin's not red. Sometimes if you're a little sensitive, you may feel a little tingle at first, but it goes away really quick. It doesn't leave your skin compromised, red, pink. You don't peel with them, so you don't have to worry about peeling, you know, 3 to 5 days later for a week. They're super gentle. They're really amazing, and that is why we designed the brightening enzyme mask, just for that. If you have normal skin, you can do it 1 to 2 times a week. If you have combination, very, very oily skin, I suggest 3 times a week. If you have dry skin, I suggest 1 to 2 times a week. And that goes along with mature, 1 to 2 times a week. Leave it on for a few minutes, rinse it off at the sink, rinse it off in the shower, or you can apply a thin layer and leave it on overnight after you've cleansed your face, and just rinse it off in the morning in the shower and follow up with the rest of your skincare routine. Skin scrubs and polishes and gommages were really the rage in the 2000s. I remember doing hundreds of them when I was doing facials. And sometimes you'll see those people at the mall, they try to pull you in and try to do a gommage on the back of your hand. What the gommages do is you just, once it dries, you kind of rub it in circles, and it kind of is a little gross, but it collects all the dead skin cells, so you're massaging it off the face, so you'll see lots of little flakes of the gommage with maybe some of the skin cells in them. That's what we call a physical exfoliant. And they're okay. I don't think they're super effective, and that's why I don't make one, but they were really the rage in the early 2000s. Scrubs and polishes on normal skin, you could do it 1 to 2 times a week. Acne, oily combination skin, you can do scrubs and polishes 3 times a week. Dry, mature skin, I would suggest 2 to 3 times a week. And if you're very sensitive, then I would just suggest 1 time a week. And these are all starting points for you, because you'll be able to tell. The thing with the physical scrubs or polishes, they don't get everything off. It doesn't melt it off. Like, enzymes go on the skin and it just dissolves all the glue that binds the dead skin on, and it helps to dissolve the dead skin. That's why your face will feel smoother for longer. With the scrubs and polishes, you may find 2 or 3 days later, oh, it feels a little bit rough again. Well, then you can do it again. These are just guidelines for you. Your skin really can tell you what you need. And that's the basis of exfoliation next to cleansing. It's very important to help with the desquamation of your skin. There's many products out there. We carry Kiss My Grits skin polish. We have our banana cleansing powder is a very light skin polish, so you get a cleansing and exfoliation in one. And then we have our brightening enzyme mask, which is my fave. It comes in a 1 ounce pump jar. 2 and a half pumps do your whole face. It's really beautiful, and we're working on refills for that, so you won't have to buy a new glass bottle every time. You can just refill, which is where we want to be able to go with all of our products that have the fluidity to be able to refill. So I hope that helps you out today with exfoliation. It's very important. It helps keep your skin barrier healthy. It gives your skin a glow, a smoothness, and the biggest product from doing that is that everything else you put on your face is going to absorb and be able to do the job that the serums and moisturizers and toners and plant-based retinols are supposed to do. So if you have any questions, you can email us at farm2facebeauty@gmail.com, or take a look at our website, farm2facebeauty.com. You'll look up the skincare. We also have a survey that you can take. It takes about 2 minutes. Fill it out, let us know about your skin, and then we will give you a skincare product form that we think would work great with your skin type. So make sure you tell us all about your skin, and then we'll give you this great product recommendation through email. It's super easy. So I hope you guys understand all of this. If not, shoot me an email. Take a look at the website. I hope you have a really great day, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.